The objective of this study was to model academic well-being based on self-regulated learning and critical thinking, with the mediating role of academic motivation among female upper secondary school students with maladaptive mobile phone dependence. Methods and materials. This applied study employed a correlational design using structural equation modeling. The statistical population consisted of all female students enrolled in the second cycle of upper secondary education in Tabriz during the 2023-2020 for academic year. Using Cochrane's formula and an accessible sampling method, 376 students identified as maladaptive mobile phone users through a screening questionnaire were selected. Data were collected using standardized instruments measuring maladaptive mobile phone dependence, academic well-being, academic motivation, self-regulated learning, and critical thinking. Descriptive statistics were used to summarize the data, and Pearson correlation coefficients were calculated to examine initial relationships among variables. Structural equation modeling was conducted using AMOS software to test the proposed model and to estimate direct and indirect effects. Findings: structural equation modeling indicated an acceptable fit of the proposed model to the data. Chi-squared DF equals 1.68, CFI equals 0.95, TLI equals 0.94, RMSEA equals 0.042. Self-regulated learning had significant direct effects on academic motivation. Beta equals 0.44, P0.001, and academic well-being, beta equals 0.26, P0.001. Critical thinking also showed significant direct effects on academic motivation. Beta equals 0.37, P0.001, and academic well-being, beta equals 0.2, P=0.002. Academic motivation exerted a strong direct effect on academic well-being. Beta equals 0.49, P=0.001. In addition, academic motivation partially mediated the relationships between self-regulated learning and academic well-being, as well as between critical thinking and academic well-being. Conclusion. The findings highlight the central role of academic motivation in linking self-regulated learning and critical thinking to academic well-being, suggesting that strengthening cognitive regulation and higher-order thinking skills can enhance students' academic well-being, particularly among those with maladaptive mobile phone dependence.